Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I am so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Now, last month on the podcast, I shared my quick reference guide on classroom technology tips. If you want to grab your copy, you can find it on my book page, classtechtips.com/books, or head over to the publisher's website, ascd.org, to learn more. This week's podcast is titled, 9 Benefits of Using Flipgrid for Book Clubs. How do students in your classroom share their responses to reading? How can you participate in a book club with educators nearby or far away? Teachers, educators, people in all roles within our space are leveraging the power of digital tools to connect readers of all ages. Whether you are organizing a book club for a classroom of 1st, 6th, or 11th graders, or setting up a book club for fellow educators for professional learning, you can use digital tools for these asynchronous learning experiences. If asynchronous is a word you don't use all the time, it's one I've been using a lot when talking about remote learning experiences. Asynchronous really means something that can happen at different times, even if we're all in it together, like logging in at different times of the week, but participating on the same type of experience. Now, today's episode is for anyone who works with student readers, whether your kids are reading picture books in an elementary classroom, novels in a middle school classroom, current events articles in a high school classroom, and I'll make some cross-curricular connections in today's episode as well. This episode is also for anyone looking to organize a book club for their colleagues to read a professional book together. We're going to look at how you can create an asynchronous and social reading experience for your students or for your colleagues using the free tool Flipgrid. We're going to look at 9 specific benefits of using Flipgrid for book clubs. Even though there's plenty of online spaces, Flipgrid is free. I love what they have pulled together for teachers and for students, and it'll be the spotlight tool when we talk about book clubs and online learning today. In a blog post from the archive, I wrote about this idea of using Flipgrid for book clubs, and I talk about it in a podcast episode from early last year. It started when I received an email from a fellow Apple Distinguished Educator, Dr. Terry Cullen, about her use of this strategy. Dr. Cullen is an associate professor of the University of Oklahoma, and I've had the chance to speak on campus at events for her a couple times. Her students had read my book, Tasks Before Apps, Designing Rigorous Learning in a Tech-Rich Classroom, and she was kind enough to share with me a Flipgrid full of reflections from her students, each of whom spent time reading my book and responding to questions Dr. Cullen had posted to them. Now, just as a side note, I do have a full study guide for Tasks Before Apps. It's on ASCD's website, but if you message me, I can get it to you, because if you're doing a professional book club with Tasks Before Apps, of course you could write your own questions, but I have those already made and I'm happy to share them with you. Now, if you haven't used Flipgrid before, let's go over some of the key features. It's a free tool that works on a web browser or on an iOS, meaning iPad or iPhone, or Android app. Teachers are able to set up a page where kids or their colleagues post short videos where they each talk about something. For a book club, you would create a page, invite students to the grid, and they can post videos for you and other book club participants to see. They can even reply to someone's video comment with another video. Let's jump into how to use Flipgrid with 9 reasons why it is great for book clubs. What I love about Flipgrid is how it captures the voice and video of students so they can take part in a discussion, convey emotion, and respond to the contributions of their peers or their classmates. If you haven't used Flipgrid before, you can get started by setting up a free account on their website. All you have to do is head to flipgrid.com and you'll see a space where you can log in with single sign-on. Now, there's a free educator's guide on their website, and I recommend this to people all the time. If you're totally new to Flipgrid, this free guide is something you definitely want to check out. It's a PDF. They share it with a Google Drive link, and I will put a link to that on the show notes for this episode. But if you go straight to Flipgrid's homepage, they have it in nice big bold link you can click on for the Flipgrid Educator's Guide. It is definitely a must-have. Of course, when I pull links together for podcast episodes, everything is found on the show notes page. So if you're listening to this on your phone or on a podcast app, you can click the link that's with the description. It goes to the podcast page, or you can head over to classtechtips.com/podcast. And you'll find it there too. After you log in, you'll create a page or grid for students to visit. You'll want to include a set of instructions and a prompt for what kids will say when they go on video. Having this plan is really important, and Flipgrid is really just the vehicle for making this happen, so it's not like it is a book club tool. It's a tool you can use in lots and lots of different ways. In order to place tasks before apps, you have to come in with a plan for what kids or your colleagues will do in the book club. In addition to adding a prompt, you can decide how long students have to respond. You set the time limit. I suggest starting off with a short prompt and a short amount of time. This can help students stay focused and provide concise answers, something I'll mention when we talk about our final list of 9. Students can record their responses using either a computer or the mobile app. Now, once you go through the steps and the setup steps for kids, kids can join your class grid. Flipgrid is Chromebook friendly, works on any web browser, and has an iOS app too. All you have to do is share the code for the page or the grid you created with your students or send them the link. So if you are using Microsoft Teams or Google Classroom, you can post the instructions and the link there, or you could email it or send it out to kids in whatever workflow you're already using. There are lots of special features within Flipgrid, and of course, I'm just scratching the surface with you today. One special feature that is particularly great for book clubs is the ability to respond to the contributions of others. Students can simply like the video posted by a classmate, or they can leave a video reply. If you're teaching digital citizenship skills to students or want to provide opportunities to practice how to navigate in online communities, this is a great feature to take advantage of. If you're a little concerned about maybe introducing this for the first time remotely, you might disable that feature and just let kids post their own video to it and not let them have that reply option. So if you're not sure that students are ready to see each other's post and comment like that, you know, that's definitely okay and something to, you know, consider when you're making your plan for bringing this to a group of students or even to your colleagues. So now that we've talked about the basics of Flipgrid, signing in, setting up a grid, inviting students, and giving them directions on what to post in their video response, let's get a bit more specific about book club strategies and hit our list of 9 benefits. Similar to the title of my book, when creating a space for reading responses and discussion, you'll want to place tasks before apps and have a clear objective and expectation in mind. This might include posting one discussion question for students to respond to, or a handful of big ideas you would like members of your book club to reference in their contributions. We're thinking about both students and colleagues as potential book club participants, and of course, you'll tailor your direction, structure, and guidance to whatever group you're working with. For example, you might select a passage from a chapter of a book and ask students to discuss a connection to another book you've read together this year. Alternatively, you might ask students to choose a moment from a book they've read independently that was surprising, shocking, or clearly foreshadowed. You could try this strategy with any type of reading experience, maybe a chapter for a math or science textbook, or reflections for reviewing a primary source document in a social studies class. You could even use Flipgrid's book club strategy for a podcast listening group. Everyone listens to an episode or clip, then responds. The possibilities are endless. It's really what you make of it. Now, if you're using Flipgrid for a professional learning book club, you might pose a question about how you can put an idea into action or have team members reflect on their current practice. There are lots of value adds or benefits for using a video response tool like Flipgrid for book clubs. Let's run down a list that makes it a standout tool and great option for these type of reading experiences. So here are the 9 benefits of using Flipgrid for book clubs. First, it's a safe space. Flipgrid is password protected and you can require participants to log in to access it. Second, video responses. Instead of having students type out their responses, video responses remove some of the barriers your students might face when writing about their reading experience. Next, time constraints. You can help students get concise by setting time limits on their video responses and requiring them to focus on big ideas. Next, reply or not. Letting students reply on each other's videos is a great community building opportunity. But if it's not the right fit for your students, you have the option to turn that feature off. Then we've got our asynchronous, that word I started off with. Perfect for remote learning, students can log in anytime to participate. So if they're setting their own work from home schedule, this makes it easy for them to participate at any time. So far we've got safe space, video responses, time constraints, reply or not, and asynchronous. Number 6 on the list is that login compatibility. Flipgrid doesn't require students to set up a new login. They can use Google or Office 365 logins to participate. Number 7 on our list of 9. Free. Flipgrid is totally free, so you don't have to worry about a trial expiring or feeling like you don't have all of the features since nothing is trapped behind a paywall. Number 8, support materials. Flipgrid has lots of resources right on their website, including that free educator's guide that I mentioned, to help you get started and then take your work to the next level. They host webinars and have a great presence on social media too. They're really fun to follow along on Instagram. I've had a chance to visit their office and I've had a chance to connect with their team, and I know some of their team members super well, and their social pieces are really awesome. That could be number 10 of using Flipgrid on the list, but we'll keep it underneath that support materials one. And finally, number 9 is customization. You can make lots of customizations to your students' experience, and students can customize their responses too, even adding an emoji over their face if they don't want to be on camera. So let's recap those 9. Safe space, video responses, time constraints, reply or not, asynchronous, login compatibility, free, support materials, and customization. Flipgrid is perfect for readers of all ages and absolutely worth exploring this school year. Of course, this is an open-ended tool with multiple use cases. So if you're not hosting a book club this year, you might use it to have students reflect on the steps to solve a math problem, or they can share their hypothesis before conducting an experiment. It's a great way to address speaking and listening standards across content areas. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, set a purpose for your book club. Remember, tasks before apps. Then, create a Flipgrid account and set up your grid. Next, invite students to join and set your expectations. And finally, check into the grid and respond to student videos. Remember, you can find the full list of nine and the links to this from this episode by going to the show notes. Just head to classtechtips.com/podcast. Last month on the podcast, I shared my new quick reference guide on classroom technology tips. If you want to grab your copy, you can find it on my book page, classtechtips.com/books, or head over to the publisher's website, ascd.org, to learn more. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, subscribe or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or even post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips, that's me, on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world and support organizations remotely with webinars and virtual professional learning. So if your organization is in need of professional development, just send a message my way. And sending a shout out and thank you to Rev for supporting the podcast. You can find the transcripts for this episode made with rev.com on the episode page, classtechtips.com/podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.